Personal wealth has been a big factor in Wisconsin's U.S. Senate races. Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson's ability to self-finance his campaign helped him come out of nowhere to defeat Russ Feingold in 2010. Democratic U.S. Senator Herb Kohl's personal wealth helped him launch his political career and helped him fend off challengers in years to come. There are a few millionaires running for U.S. Senate this year on the Republican side. Reports filed with the Federal Elections Commission show hedge fund manager Eric Hovde had already contributed $1.5 million to his campaign by the end of March. Former Congressman Mark Newman is also running. He spent millions on his failed bid for governor in 2010 and won't rule out spending money on his Senate race.
I would not say final decisions on all that are made, but I will say this. We are going to communicate our conservative message of balancing the budget by cutting spending and ending Obamacare to the voters of the state.
Newman had not given money to his Senate campaign as of his last federal report. Former Governor Tommy Thompson has not historically self-financed his races, although he reported a net worth of roughly $13 million earlier this year. Federal figures showed he'd given $25,000 to his Senate campaign. Assembly Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald is the only non-millionaire running among the four Republicans and had spent no personal money on his Senate race. On the Democratic side, Tammy Baldwin reports personal assets of between $500,000 and $1 million in a blind trust. So far, she's given no money to her own campaign. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.